This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Now, for that reason, you give me a standard. Miracle and prophecy. Both of these Both of these qualities can be found in David. And you said David is not a prophet. I'm asking why. He has both of these qualities. He has prophecy. He has miracles. Why is he not a prophet? And if he's not a prophet, how can Muhammad be a prophet? If David has both these qualities, if you're not accepting David as a prophet, if you are not accepting David as a prophet, how on earth will you accept another man as a prophet?
Right, in this conversation so far, right, I've asked you a question.
I will answer your question. I will stay till 11 o'clock at night. That's fine. I have commitments. I'll cancel.
But I've got things to do.
I'm not going anywhere. So coming back to the question, I'm trying to understand your concept. How you gave two criteria. Prophecy.
Respectfully. Let me finish.
Prophecy.
I'm sorry, guys. He's still screaming.
You gave two criteria. Right. Okay. One is what? Prophecy. And the other one is?
Miracles.
Miracles. Okay. I can find both of these qualities in David. Okay. According to the Bible. Prophecy as well as miracle. Right? Why is David not a prophet?
Okay. So this is how you've shifted the conversation.
No, I'm not shifting. I am coming back to Muhammad directly.
No, you're not. If you were so confident.
Okay.
If you were so
confident. Let's move on to Muhammad. No problem.
Stick to Muhammad.
Okay. Yeah. So you cannot answer the question on David.
I asked you the question. But okay. What are you doing?
So I think it's being filmed.
Stick to David.
Everyone can clearly see who is digressing.
David.
I want to stick to the topic.
I know. I'm digressing. I asked him a question.
That's my honesty.
And then he asked me a question back.
At least admit that I cannot explain why David is not a prophet. I can't explain.
No.
Admit that and we move on right now. Right this second. Right this second we'll go to Muhammad. And I'll show you the prophecies as well as the miracles. So let's stick to the topic. Muhammad. My name is Mr.
Come on. I know you're a big boy.
I'm a big boy.
What's your name?
Adnan.
Godwill, yeah? Adnan. I just want to say dress inshallah, Say small respect.
God will win, inshallah. Yeah? Inshallah.
Yes, amen. In Jesus' name. So, Adnan.
No, in God's name. In God's name. Jesus said in God's name. He didn't say in my name.
All right.
Jesus said, I can do of myself.
Adnan.
I can't do anything of myself.
Adnan, stop for a red herring.
Right, okay.
Adnan.
So, can you explain why David...
The question is this, yeah? You haven't answered the question. Now, I know you're working hard to digress. You're working hard to throw a red herring.
I'm working hard to digress.
To look somewhere else.
I am working hard
the
to digress.
The question is Muhammad. Stop can you answer about Muhammad?
Okay.
Can you answer Muhammad?
Okay. Very bad. Did you understand? You asked the question, right?
Yes.
This is your question. What makes Muhammad a prophet? And then question mark at the end, right?
Okay.
That's the question. And in order to answer the question, I have to understand
what prophet
is. As to what you mean by a prophet.
And I gave you what prophecy is, I gave you what miracle
is.
Yes,
you gave me
two. Answer the question.
Wait. Calm down. You gave me the standard. You said
I'm running out of patience, Adnan.
I don't blame you, man.
I'm running out of patience. Answer the question.
I usually have that kind of...
Why are Muslims so afraid to talk about Muhammad?
I will.
Then talk about him. Let's talk about him. Let's talk about Muhammad.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we both be calm?
I am calm. I'm calm, but I'm running out of patience.
Okay.
Right?
Why are you running out of patience?
Are you fasting?
I'm the one who's fasting here.
Yeah, but that's
you,
really
you're not, I'm the one fasting. I haven't had food for the last how many hours? It's been
too many hours.
I can't even remember how many hours it's been.
Adnan,
I haven't had food. So look, I'm not running out of patience.
I've seen you have discussion before. You're a lot more respectful.
I am respectful. I'm trying to respect
you. Now what I'm asking you is this, okay? Listen up from where we are. I asked you a question. You just said define your premises, right? Define what you mean.
And you gave me two standards.
And I gave you the standards.
Miracle and prophecy.
Right.
I understand.
Hold on. Let me finish.
I'm not 5 years old.
And then you said, what do you mean by prophecies? What do you mean by miracles? Okay?
Right.
And I defined what I meant. So now I want you to respond to the question. Don't go to David. Don't go to Samuel. Don't go to other prophets. Stick to Muhammad.
Okay, listen.
Why is Muhammad a prophet? It's a question I've asked many times.
Okay. Thank you for talking. Thank you for saying all these things. Now it's my turn. I'm saying, in order to apply a standard to Muhammad or to ask a question about him, we must understand the question so that we can properly answer the question. Do you agree? Is that fair?
Yes, it's fair.
So I'm trying to understand your standard, because your standard, you yourself cannot uphold your standard consistently, even in the Bible. Before you point a finger at me or him or her, you need to understand your own standard before you apply it on others. Okay, Do you understand? Okay, if I say you are not a good man, for example, and if I don't explain what I mean by good, how can I even say that to you? You're not a good man. I need to understand what good means first, and who does it apply to. I should be able to point out people according to my standard in my literature that this person is good because of that. That person is good because of that. He is not good because of that. So now, for that reason, you give me a standard. Miracle and prophecy. Both of these qualities can be found in David. And you said David is not a prophet. Okay. I am asking why. He has both of these qualities. He has prophecy. He has miracles. Why is he not a prophet? And if he's not a prophet, how can Muhammad be a prophet? If you are not accepting David as a prophet, okay, how on earth would you accept another man as a prophet?
Don't run away.
Answer the question. Everyone wants an answer.
Don't run away.
So I'm going to respond. Please do not cut.
Yes, David.
So that we can move on quickly. Clearly,
I'm not digressing.
Clearly, you couldn't respond to Muhammad.
Okay. Wow.
Let the people decide. I have answers to all your questions. But before I answer your questions, I need to highlight the point that you yourself don't understand your standards. You don't know what a prophet is. You don't know what a prophet is.
Adnan, let me finish. Clearly, you couldn't respond to Muhammad. So now I'm going to ask you, because you just want to go into David so much. Let's go to David.
No, you raised David. You mentioned.
You want to talk about David? Let's go to David. Okay. Show me the Bible where David's a prophet. Show me where in the Bible where David's a prophet. Show me in the Bible where David's a prophet. Okay. You want to take it there?
I will.
Show me where in the Bible where David's a prophet.
I will.
Calm down.
Show me. We need to see where the Bible says David's a prophet. I was trying to. I didn't want to go there.
I got your question.
I want to see where David is a prophet.
Okay.
Jesus is a prophet.
Okay.
Samuel's a prophet. Okay. Show me David's a prophet.
I ask you. Wait. Hold on, guys.
Show me where David's a prophet.
Yes. Calm down. Okay. Now I'm coming back to you.
The hole is getting deeper.
Yeah, of course I'm going into it right now.
We're trying to get you out of the hole.
We want to see where David's a prophet.
Wait. When I ask you, there are witnesses there.
Listen. Majority of people
are Muslims. Can I respond?
I'm standing. Is anyone Christian here? No. Okay, one Christian. How many? Okay. Two Christians. All the rest are Muslims. You have about 30 Muslims.
What about last week?
When you finish, I'll respond.
So the question is, where did the Bible say David is a prophet?
Okay.
Show me.
Good question.
Show me.
Can I respond?
Yes.
So when I asked you a question earlier, is a prophet? Well, I'm responding. You don't have to like my response. You can hate it. So when I asked you earlier,
show us where David the prophet.
I'm talking now.
No, I don't want
Acts
2:30
say David was. So Acts 2:29-30. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he, David, was a prophet.
Oh.